Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for May 28th, 2023. I get the most unusual emails from time to time. I mean, really, a lot of them are just you know, questioning who I am, what I am, what I do, why I do it, things like that. Pedestrian kind of things. But every so often, like yesterday with Ross, I get these wonderful little emails from people I don't know, never met. This one is from Bill. He doesn't tell me where he lives or anything like that. He just goes on a little bit about the podcast that he's been listening to, and that is very, very beautiful to me, and I'm humbly grateful that he would spend his time doing it. And he wrote this. He said, "Can you answer this? How can I see what I hear as you talk about?" Bill, how can I see what I hear? It's a very beautiful question, and it's actually deeply metaphysical. And I am moved by it. That's why you hear me kind of stammering here. It's not a question that most people would ask me. And it's important to acknowledge a few things here. How can I see what I hear? And it could also be put the other way. How can I hear what I see? It could be both ways. So understand that. If you are quiet, Bill, if you can maintain a certain nuance of silence within you, a certain nuance of just simplicity, solitude, and silence, if you can hold those three within you, you will start to understand things you never saw in your physical eyes, but saw in your spiritual eye. You will see the light. And if you listen quietly, you will hear things that are emulating from life and people, and you will be able to recognize those things. You will see what you hear and hear what you see. And while all of this is a phenomenon of the mechanism called consciousness, it is very few people that run up against it or into it at all with any sense of compassion or even gaining some kind of attention. Our life proceeds unnoticed by us. We generally disregard our life and live according to the mechanism of the ego, the pride, the vanity, the unconscious mind. And we live in there in a self-righteous manner, in a nihilistic manner for now. This is what is prevalent in our world today. And so with all of this being said, we miss. The average person misses, but something about you is different. And what that is, I've never met you, but what that is could really, really jumpstart a brand new life for you. If you are patient enough to let go of your human bias, that's the first thing. Getting rid of human bias, no longer allowing your genetics to determine what you're going to understand, what you're not going to understand, what you're going to believe in, and what you're not going to believe in. When you can drop that mechanism of the human mind that is constantly at work trying to coerce you into thinking right, wrong, good, bad, left, right, if you can just let that go for a little while, you will find within you another voice. You will find within you another space that contains a depth of love that you have never experienced before. It is the treasure that Jesus talked about, that a man found a great treasure and went and bought all the land around the treasure before he could take it. You will start to build your life around the whole treasure that is your heart. I have students that start off pretty well in the beginning, but they lose it. They lose it very quickly. After 3, 4, or 5 years, they lose it because their basic premise for being in the practice is that their biology brought them, their psychology brought them, and their estrogen and testosterone levels go down, their oxytocins go down. There's all sorts of things that happen in the chemistry of the body and the brain that bring a person into the work for a little while and then take them out because, you know, they're having a life change, or they want to move on to something, shall we say, more more physical, more psychological. They think they need to make progress, and they don't have any direct experience. They never do, but they base everything on what they like and what they dislike. You, on the other hand, are hearing things that you can see and seeing things that you are beginning to hear that are beyond the script of the human ego and its vanity and pride, its genetic circumstance. This is an amazing thing that I find that most people do not have. When I was in India and living there, I was moved deeply by this whole thing. I saw people who were doing what you're doing, and it took me a long time to drop the old Greg Penn mindset and begin to enter into the heart. What you are flirting with is the heart, the authentic heart, not the human heart, the authentic heart. And if you allow that flirtation, as it were, to become more than just an infatuation, but become a lifestyle, a state of being within you, then you will have accomplished a great deal in the course of this lifetime. A great deal. Don't underestimate what you are experiencing at this point. You are separating a little bit from your human instincts. And in doing so, you will find your human impulses don't take you to any kind of insight. You will find that the road to love is not through instinct and the whole idea of impulse, human impulse. It is about the direct path that the heart gives you. You can do this. It is a matter of consciousness, not a matter of impulse. Not a matter of psychology. It's a matter of delving deep inside you, finding the loving way that is beyond the concepts of what you think is loving, what you've been taught is loving. And in all of that, you will emerge a new person. So stay with it. Meditate. Want nothing with all of your heart, as I told Ross yesterday, one of the most beautiful statements that Buddha ever made. Want nothing, absolutely nothing, with all of your heart. And in doing this, you will set aside your genetic dispositions. And in doing that, you will go through some difficulties, you know, with your body and mind for a little bit, because you've been, you know, geared and registered by the body as a human being, and that's what most people do. They live by that. But if you can go beyond all that registration and into the certification of your heart through love and kindness, compassion, forgiveness, and above all, mercy, then and only then will you find yourself in a very blessed place where you, I think, are right now, which is learning to develop a state of consciousness that will absolutely serve you well. It really will. Thank you, Bill, for your kind comments, too, and for the opportunity of serving you in this way. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, that's it for the weekend. Hope you have a beautiful one, and I'll be back on the air next week. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your questions, and please forgive me. Namaste.